First Mishnah, Hakol Memirin, everybody is allowed to make Temura, and it says what? Echad Anoshim V'Yechad Noshim, whether it's a man on his korban, or whether it's an Isha on her korban. That the Havminer is, Hakol Memirin means you're allowed to, even the Chetchila, that you're allowed to make Temura. Temura means, and let's say you own a korban, your behemoth you made into a korban, or the korban, shtom any korban, you made your behemoth into a korban, and then you take another behemoth that's chulin next to it, and you say, zu tachazu, that you want this chulin now to be like that one. So the chiddush of the Kror is that they both remain kaddish. The first one remains kaddish, and the second one you make in tumur also becomes kaddish. So the havmin gemar, the mishnah means, akom mirin, everybody's allowed to make tumura, whether the owner of the korban is a man, or whether the owner is an isha. And when the Torah speaks out, the Gemara will speak out soon, that the whole parasha says, b'loshen zohar. So I would have thought only a man can make a tumura, not an isha. Kamash will know, even an isha also, if she owns the korban, the owner could make a tumura. Then the Mishnah says, lo yishadum rishoy lahomir, not that a person is allowed to make tumura, el rather, shim homer mumer. All we mean to say is, if you do make tumura, it's chal. That if you take your behema chulin next to the behema kodshim and you say zu tachazu, that you want the chulin to become kodesh, it becomes kodesh. That's all shemhema mumur. It's like a chal, the din kedusha on this behema. But you did an aver, it's alav, and therefore the sefek yasavoyim. The mice, you would get malchus, you're over alav. The Torah says lo yimarenu, you're not allowed to. And Rashi says the sefek yasavoyim mishum lav the lo yomir. The Torah says you're not allowed to. So the Mishnah is now saying not that you're allowed to do it, just if you do it, it's Chal Kedusha, and you'll get Malkus. So now the Gemara has to steer Hagufa Kash, it's a Kash on the Mishnah itself. Amart, the first the Mishnah starts off saying Hakol Memirin. Everybody can make Temura, which is Mashma L'Chetchilo. If you want to, you're allowed to, there's nothing wrong with it. V'adatoni, then it learns, no, then the Mishnah says, Loi Shodim Rishor L'Hamir, Elishim Homa Mumar. Is mashmoni diyevet that you're not allowed to do it lechetchila, and after all, if you do it, you're over in avera. Just if you do it, lemaitz it's chal kedusha on this behema, and you get malchus for that. So more anyway, yes. But tizbra anyway, it's a kasha on the mishnah. Hakol memirin lechetchila, like the mishnah itself. If you, the way you want to learn the mishnah, it starts off saying that anybody is allowed to make tumura. If so, ad the kasha loch b'mas nisan. Before you ask a stira on the Mishnah alone, from the beginning till the end of the Mishnah, take shiloh kro, ask a question on the Torah itself. Everybody knows the pasuk says lo yachlifenu v'lo yomer oisai. They're not allowed to change it over, and you can't make tumura. So the pasuk says there's an aver, there's a lav. So anyway, you have to have ask a question on the Mishnah. How could the Mishnah say akom amirim? Mashma, everybody's allowed to do it. How could you say that? The Torah says clearly there's a lav involved, and you get malchus because of this. And Tosa even one tzad, Tosa has a tzad to say that not only do you get 40 like one time malchus, but there are two lavs here. Lo yachlifenu and lo yom are two separate lavs, and you should get 80 malchus in really, with one teretz and Tosa. So everybody knows it's also to do it. So how could the Mishnah, how could you think the Mishnah means it's mutter? So what's Ella Rav the Pshat? The Mishnah is like this. Ella Oma Rav Yehuda. Hochi Ketoni. This is what our Mishnah means to say. Ha koil matfisim betmura. Everybody is allowed to make tumura. Matfisa means if you take your behema chulin next to the korban and say zu tachazu, it's chal tumura. It's matfisa. It's chal tofas. It grabs all the kedusha goes on this behema chulin. Anybody can make the tumura. That's all the Mishnah means to say. Not that you're allowed to do it lechetchila. Just that hakol matfisa means whoever does it, it is chal tumura. Echad anoshim v'echad noshim. That's the chiddush. Even a lady could also make tumura. But the Mishnah explains itself. But don't make a mistake. Lo yishadim rishor lahomer. Not that you're really allowed to do it. Because shim homer, or gish shvi el shim homer, mumar. Just if you do it, if you say zu tachazu, it's like a chal kedusha on the behemah chulin. But, besefek yasaboyim, avadi rover lav, you get malchus. Could be one, could be two malchusim, but I call upon it for sure, you would get malchus. You're over lav. Even though it's a lav shein b'maisa, it's just the diva b'yama, that's one of the kedushim, you get malchus here. Then the Gemara says, Hakil lasu yamai. But still, the word Hakil in the Mishnah is extra. The Mishnah just should have said, Echad anoshim v'yechad noshim mamirin. What's the Lashon Hakil? What else do you come to include besides an isha? So the Gemara says, yes, the word Hakil is lasu yayirish. comes to clue that if you yarshin your father's korban, you could make tumura. Let's say your father was makdish beim and made into a korban erla, and then your father died and you yarshin this korban. So now if you make tumura, you take the beim eschul and say zu tachazu is takachal, even though you were not makdish it, but since you yarshin, it is called your korban. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. And if so, the loiker of Yudah, our Mishnah is not like a Yudah shita. Tifnam, because we learn like this. Yoirish Soimech Yoirish Meima Dibur Rabbi Meir. That would be like our Mishnah, that if you yarshin your father's korban, so first of all, you're like the bottom now, you have to make smicha, you have to put your hands on top of it, make a smicha before the shita. And also, if you make tumura, it's chal tumura. Since you're the yoirish, you're the bottom now, you could make tumura. That's Rabbi Meir shita. That's what our Mishnah would hold. However, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda Weimer, Yoirish Eina Seimich. The Yoirish Eina Meima, both things no. Since you were not Makdish the Korban, Yoni Yashin from your father, you cannot make Tumur on the Korban, even though you Yashin it. And no Adin, there's no Mitzvah Smicha. You would not have to make a Smicha before they make the Shechita. You don't have to put your hands on top of the Korban. So Kitzvah Machlekesh Rabbi Yehuda, and now Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir. That Akoma Mira means even a Yerush also. Now the more explains, my time at Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda that he says a Yerush cannot be Neymar? I'll tell you, Yalef Tchilas Hegdish Misaif Hegdish. He learns out Tchilas Hegdish, which means Tamura, from Saif Hegdish, from Smicha. It's called the end of Hegdish because Smicha is right before the Shechita. That's like called the end of the Kedusha, but you make a Shechita. However, Tumura is called like the beginning of Hegdish. You first be Makdish this animal right now. So Rabbi Yehuda holds, he learns out the lochis of Smicha, of Tumura, from the loch of Smicha. Masav Hegdish, just like by the end of Hegdish, means before the Shechita by Smicha. Yerush ain't a Semich, he holds the Yerush cannot be Semich, we'll soon see why not. Therefore, Avtchila said, it's the same thing in the beginning, when you want to make a Tumura out of it, also Yerush ain't a Meim, I'll tell you Yerush, cannot make tumura. That's a beauty shita. Now the question is, Usmicha gufa minolon. How do I know to say this? That a yerush of a yarsh in your father's korban, there's no mitzvah for you to make smicha. Why not? I, the kuru, you're the owner right now. Samura says yes. Rabbi Yudol's tolosa korbonoi ksivi. In the parish of smicha, it says the word korbonoi, that it has to be your korban three times. Rashi says bishlamim, the parak vayikra. It says three times the word kabonoi, it says the word smicha by them. You say, why does it say three times the word kabonoi? As if to say, you only have to make smicha on your own carbon. So chad means kabonoi v'lo kabonoi v'kachavim. Only kabonoi, only a Jew's carbon needs smicha, and not a carbon of a goy. If a goy is a makdish, a carbon, there's no mitzvah smicha. The goy does not have to make smicha on his carbon. V'echad korbonoi v'loi korban chaveroi, that you cannot make smicha even as a shliach for your friend. The owner has to make a smicha, and you cannot do smicha for your friend. It says korbonoi has to be your korban, and not that you could do it for your friend. And the third one, v'echad korbonoi v'loi korban oviv. That's where Yehuda dashens. It exerts a cost of korbonoi only if you were makdish the animal. Then there's a mitzvah smicha, but if your father was a makdish, just you're yashning from your father, then if you'd hold, there's no mitzvah smicha. That's this pasuk of korbonoi v'loi korban shelaviv. Loi korban aviv. That's the way. So therefore, since there's a pasuk that says there's no mitzvah smicha, who adin, he learns out tchilas hegdish from seif hegdish. Who adin, there's no mitzvah tumuri either. Now the Gemara says l'Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir shita, the yom that he says yorish seimich. He holds no that a yerush you could be samech. Aye, the question is, well, if the pasuk says korbonoi, mashmer has to belong to you, yours and not your father's. Samur says no. Meir dashins humi boile the rabbis call a balei chayvrin l'smicha. Rabbi Meir used this extra word korbonoi to teach us that let's say two or three people brought the animal together, they shutfim. So lemaisa they're all mechuyev to make a smicha. That's the chiddush here. The rabbis call balei chayvrin means all three shutvim would have to make a smicha. Rashi says, "Balichorban smicha." She nishtatfu. If two or three people got together with one korban, it karina lakol chad v'chad korbanoi. Each one of them is called their korban, and therefore all of them have to make the smicha. That's what Rabbi Meir would do with the extra word korbanoi. but not to be mamayim, not to exclude a yerush. For the Gemara of Rabbi Yudiv, so bali chayvin l'smicha, one teretz says left l'nechnami. He does not hold from this. He holds you don't have the extra pasuk karbonoi to teach us that the shutfim have to make a smicha, but rather the pasuk will teach us that there's no smicha by your father on your father's korban. But bali chayvin do not need smicha, and what's the reason why not? My taimo tola miyachad korban the two, because if the korban doesn't belong special to any one of them, they're shutfis. So that's a Yudis svara that bali chayvin there's no mitzvah smicha nechanami. Since there's no one person that's miyuchet told this korban, the chal is not called korbanoi. So therefore, he doesn't use the extra word korbanoi to teach us that shutfim have to make smicha. But other rabba, if you don't, shutfim do not have to make smicha. So the pasuk comes to teach us that if you yarsh and your father, still there's no mitzvah smicha. The boy is another chart could be like this. Liyolim really islay. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda also agrees to this drasha that the shutfim would have to make a smicha. But I'll tell you, the korban oivik echovim, the korban chaveru michad kronavke. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he learns out both these halachas from one kabonoi. One word kabonoi says only yours, means not a guy and not your friends, from the same pasuk. Then another kabonoi is the yasa lechad lebali chovim, lesmicha. Then one type of korbanah teaches us that if shutfim only together, they are mechuyiv and smicha could be. And the third korbanah comes to teach us, not of your father. There has to be you a makdashit, and not a korban yarshin from your father. So the kids said, that's trying to have you the shit to the darshins are by smicha from the word korbanah, that if you yarshin your father's korban, there's no mitzvah smicha on the ben. And who are then, there's no mitzvah tumur on the ben either. That's Rav Yudishit, you learn out Tchilas Hegdish from Sof Hegdish. Now Rabbi Meir, the Yom that he says, yes, Yerush is Meimar, my time, what's the reason? How does he know to say there's Tamura by a Yerush? Tamura says, Omalach, Rabbi Meir will teach you like this. The Pasuk says, Im Heimer Yomir, a double Lashon. Kurja says, Im Homer. What's Lashon? Im Homer Yomir, double Lashon of Tamura. Is Lerabbis HaYerush, that's Rabbi Meir Shita, comes to include even a Yerush, could make Tamura. That Lamaisa, now that you yarshin your father's korban, it's called your korban, and therefore if you take a behemoth korban and say zutachazu, it's like a chal tamura. So once they have a person it's chal tamura, and now Rabbi Meir says, the yalef seif hegdish mitchils hegdish. I learn out seif hegdish, that means smicha from tchilus hegdish. Ma tchilus hegdish, just like by to make tamura, to make this animal kodesh. Yerush meimor, since you yarshin your father, it's called yours. You could make tamura is of seif hegdish. The same thing would apply in seif hegdish also, that yerush semich, that if you're a yerush, you could be semich. That's Rabbi Meir Svar. The other Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, hi v'imhamir yomir mayavidle. And what does he do with the word imhamir yomir? And l'chura should also dash, and it means to be marba a yerush. And if you be marba yerush here, then the word kabana, if you can also dash it differently by kabana. So the Khurif, what does it do with the word Imhami Yomer? Samar says he uses it Lerabis Tasisha. He uses the extra word Imhami Yomer to teach us that not only a man can make tumura on his korban, but even an Isha can make tumura on her korban. She could also make tumura. An Isha can make tumura on her korban. Samar says, like what's the Havmina, why not? Ukratana, like we learned. Lefisha call in Yun Kula Yainim Adabil on Lashon Zachar. The whole parasha of tumura only speaks for Lashon Zachar. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Lo yachlifenu, for lo yomer oisai. Like Rashi said, that's a Lashon Zachar. Otherwise, it should have said, Lo yachlifenu, it should have said, which is Lashon Akeva. But since it only says, Lo yachlifenu is Lashon Zachar, if so, I would have thought to say, only a Zachar maybe. If so, Isha Minayin, how do we know to say that a lady could also make Tumur on her korban? On this Talmud, remember, the Pasuk says a double Lashon, V'yim Homer, Yemer. If you make Tamura, double Lashon, is the Rabbi says Isha. That's what Jeb Yudu would do with this extra Lashon of Homer Yomir, but not to include a Yerush, just to include an Isha, she could also make Tamura. The other Gemara is for the Rabbi Meir, Isha Minolan, Minole, according to Rabbi Meir, he used the words, Im Homer Yomir, the Rabbi says Yerush. If he Yash and your father, you can make Tamura, if so, how does he know to say that an Isha can make it? Samura says, Nafkla, he learns it out from the extra Mivim, Mivim, Homi Yom. Like there's three drushes here. It says the extra Vim, that's also. Rashi says, Midas Siv Kroa, Rashi says, Nafkla Mivov, Midamas Lamichtav Im Homer Yomer, Uksiv Vim, the extra Vov, that's what we learned it out from. So they learned it out from the extra Vov. For Rabbi Yehuda, Vim Loy Dorish. Yehuda doesn't ask him, no, he doesn't ask him his extra Vov, that's the way to talk, Vim Homer Yomer. Now the Gemara Stamis. If so, Ubein Rab Meir, Ubein Rab Yehuda, according to both of them, why do we say there's the mitzvah inyan of tumura by nisha? Only time of the ribu kura leisha, because the pasuk is mine, but the same nisha is also included, whether from the word of hamiyamir or whether from the im, who would be mine, but nisha has tumura also. So the question is, halor ribu kura b'mashka, if there wouldn't be a special pasuk to be mine by nisha, how mean I would have thought to say ki of the tumura lelakia. If she would make tumura on her own korban, she has her own korban. If she would say in a behemoth schula next to it, zu takazu, I would have thought to say she does not get malchus. Why? Because the tumura is not chal. I would have thought to say the tumura is not chal. So the question is why? By vomer of you doma rav, and the chain ton of the very Yishmael, the pasuk says ish oy isha ki yasu mikol chates odom. If a man or a lady does any one of the chates odom. So we dash in here, Hishva HaKosiv Ishalish. The Torah makes a hekesh here, a man to a lady, or a lady to a man. L'chol Einshin Shabbat Torah. Is any time the Torah says a lav, just like it applies to a man, applies to an Isha also. There's no difference. Only by Mitzvah Saseh, there we say, by Mitzvah Saseh, Shazman Grom Anashim HaPotah. But by Loi Saseh, that's this Pasuk, Isha Isha, Kiyasu, Mikol Chatos, that Hushri put them both together. So Tumur is a lav. So Pshit, the Nisha should also be able to make Tzmura. So why do I have to have a special Pasuk for? Tzmura says, no, Itzrich. It's true, we need a special Pasuk here, a special Limit. Because otherwise, now at the time, I would have thought this like this. Hani Mili, when do I say that a lady is like a man for Einshin? Einish de Shava Dein B'Yachad Dein Metziva. An Einish that applies whether a Yachad does the Avera, or even if a Tziva does the Avera. Such an Avera applies both to men and women. Avol hocha b'avayis avera of tumura, kivun di einish, shein neshava b'kolhu, there's an Avera that doesn't apply to everybody. Ditnan we learned, ein ha-tziba v'yashutfim oisin tumura, by a korban tziba or a korban shutfim, since there's no one owner, there's no din tumura. So since there's no din tumura by a tziba, I would have thought to say maybe ishanami, ki of the lalakia. If Anisha does this also, maybe she will not get Malkus. Is Kamashman, that's why I need a special Pesach, Kamashman, yes. That Anisha is also in the parasha of Tumura. And if she does it, it's Chal Tumura, she'll get Malkus. This is our Girsa. Rashi, I think, has another Girsa. I would have thought to say, since it's a law of shame by Maisa, so really you shouldn't get Malkus by Tumura. Elamite a special Chiddushi, you get Malkus. So I would have thought maybe it only comes to include a man, not a lady. Is Kamashman, yes, even by women, even by Noshim, they also get Malkus for this love of Tumur. Now the Gemara says, Boi Rami Bachoma, Kotin Mao Sheyemer. What's going to be the luck of the Kotin next Tumur? Is it Chalanat? So what's the Hechidom? What are we talking about over here? Elaim, if you want to tell me the Kotin, Shlehi Gia Leonis Nadorim, the Kotin that's not even 12 years old. Oinis Nadorim means that a year before it becomes a Gadol, before Bar Mitzvah, if he knows what he's talking about, his Nadorim is Chal. The Vedash in the Pasuk Rashi says, Ish Kiyafli, an extra Pasuk that tells us that if a boy is 12 years old and he knows what he's talking about, his Nadir is Chal and Sedish is Chal. The if we're talking about this boy is less than 12 years old, is Soler Tibolot, there's no question that Kivon, the Kivon Akdusha Layakdish, since he cannot make Hegdish, he's less than 12, he's not a Gadol, he can't make something Hegdish. Is a Meimer. How in the world can you say he can make Tumura? Like Rashi's Betumiyah. How could you say that Tumura is Chalash? You get Malkus, he can't make Hegdish, he can't make Tumura. Since the boy is less than 12 years old, there's no Suffolk. Ela rather, Kikimi Borle, where do I have my Suffolk? I'll tell you the Kotin Shagil Yonis Adorim. If you have a Kotin that's 12 years old, the 12 and a half years old. Now, Lacharu is at this age, if he knows what he's talking about, his Nedr is Chal, he could make something Hegdish. So one swear would be, Mi Armina, do I say, Kivan the Yom Amar, since we learned that the Pasuk says, Ish, it says by the Dorm the word Ish. If so, Matam Le, what does another pasuk say? Kiyaf, or it says Ish Kiyafli Neder. What's Lashon Yafli speaks it out clearly. If the rabbi comes to include Mufla Hasamach Ish, if you have a kid that's right before it becomes a gadol, meaning the year before it becomes a gadol, 12 years old by a boy or 11 years old by a girl, there's such a chiddush akrua that the kid shrei kodesh, that if they make something hegbish, it's chal. If so, one source should be midiyak dusher magdish. Since of the cotton now, this 12 years old boy makes it hegdish, it's chal hegdish. If so, a murei nami meimer. Now, if on his korban that he owns, he would want to make tamura, take a behema school and say zutakazu, it should be chal. That's one swara. I do maybe no. Kivon de lav baroin chenu. Since lamaise, if he would do it, he would not get malchus because he's only 12 years old. And to get malchus, you have to be at least be bar mitzvah. You have to be a gadol. If so, maybe b'tamura le mitzvahs. Maybe tamura would not be chal. But since the pasuk says, like Rashi says, Tehsiv it says lo yachlifen of lo yemeroi soy. For all you was merosa klema. Man may be yisad bechlav alav lo yachlifen of lo get malchus. He's bechlav. It should become tamura. It should become kodesh. But maybe this cotton, since he's only 12, is less than bar mitzvah. Even though his hegdish could be chal, but since he would not get malchus for the avera, maybe it's not a barochi to make tamura. That's one sad. So that's one suffix. Now the Gemara says, Im tim slain, even if you want to tell me that cotton over tamura, maybe yes. If this cotton over 12 years old makes tamura chal, you know why maybe? To your osil echlal ancient. Because even though right now he's less than bar mitzvah, but like when he will become bar mitzvah, he will be bechlal enchin. So it's called the garva that's bechlal enchin, therefore it's tamur eschal. But even if we want to say that svara, what's going to be oivet kechovim mao sheyema? What's going to be if an oivet kechovim has his own carbon, can he make tamur on his carbon or not? Mi amata, do you say? Mi viyak dushe magdish, since a goy has a right to make a carbon, the tiny we learn. The pasuk says ish ish a double lashon. Is matam lem ish ish? Was the pasuk have to say ish ish? If the rabbi says something chacham comes to include even a guy, shenoydrin nedarim and adavas ki yisrael, they have a right to bring a korban neder and adavas like yisrael. They could say a rezu shlamim, a rezu oila. So a guy could make a korban. If so, a svar would be a muri nami meimer. After they make the behema korban kodesh. Now, to take a behemoth school and say zu takazu, maybe it would be chal tamura. Or do we maybe know the svar again is kivon de leyos lechal ancient. Since a guy does not get malchus for the avera, and he'll never get malchus for it. He doesn't come lechal ancient. If so, kiyavet tamura lekotri. Maybe if a guy makes tamura, not be chal. That's our shayla. When a guy makes a korban and then he makes tamura on that korban, is it chal the din tamura? Is the second one kaddish or not? Since one swore he's a godly, he can make hegdish, but then maybe no, since he doesn't get malchus for it, it wouldn't be chal the kedusha on the second carbon, the second behemah. So that's the shayla. Some Rabbi says like this. Toshma coming here. The Tani would learn like this. Kodshir of the kechavim, a guy that makes a carbon hegdish, he makes a carbon kodshim. The locher is loy nenin. Like midi rabboni, you're not allowed to have hanor from it. It's also bahanor to have enjoyment from it. But v'loy meilin, if you do have hanor from it, midi raisa, there's no issa mila. Tanakama learns the parsha of mila was only said by a korban that a Jew made. But if a guy makes a korban, that kedusha is not strong enough, there's no issa mila. If you have hanor, you don't have to bring a korban mila. Also, v'yein chayov malayim ishur n'pigul nais v'tamei. Even if his korban becomes pigul, or left over, becomes tamei, you don't get punished for eating it. It's not pechal v'chiyav koros of pigul neisav tamei. And also it says clearly, einoisim tamura, that even though a guy's korban is kodush, but the guy can't make tamura on it. So it says clearly there's no din tamura. V'ein mevi'en nesachim, and we don't bring nesachim on the guy's korban. Avo korban etoy nesachim, but his korban alone could have nesachim. So Rashi explains the meaning like this. And when the guy brings his korban, if right then he has the nesachim, we let him bring his nesachim. But if he doesn't bring the nesachim now, by a Jew, you could bring the nesachim even in 10 days from now. But by a guy, no. If you don't bring it peshas the korban, we don't let you bring it later. Yeah, divrei Rabbi Shimon. These are the words of Rabbi Shimon. That the kitzah korban of a guy is different than the korban of a Jew. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says back, no. The kulam, by all these cases, ani royal hachmer, I held no. That there's a kedusha of a goy is just like kedusha of Yisrael. And he also posher what that you would be over Issa Mila, and maybe there would be an Issa Tigel Nois of a Tomei, and you have to know maybe according to Rabbi there would be a Din Tamura. He also really lahachmir. Now, the med of a Mura remembers this said this machloik is not even according to the Tanakama. There's no Issa Mila, that's only the Kotcher Mizbeach, if the guy was Makdish Behema. Avo the Kotcher Bedek Abayis, that's how the guy was done Makdish a chair to give over to Hegdish, to the Bedek Abayis. Then the loch is even by Goy's Kedusha, Abad and Meilim Behen. Since the loch is, as we'll see later, what the svaras are, we had this Gemara in Kulin, these are separate svaras. But I call upon them Ketoni Miyad, Negei to us, what did we learn over here? It says clearly, according to the Tanakhama, Ein Oysen Tamura, that it does not make Tamura. So who was Poshad al Shaila, that when the Goy, even though he can make a Korbin, but later if he makes Tamura, it's not Chal Tamura. Now the Gemara says like this. For Rami Bar Choma, what was his shaila? His shaila was like this: Rami Bar Choma, the hegdish ovei kechovim liischap ovei kechovim loy kemi boyli. Enechanami, if a guy was makdish a korban for his own sake that he should have the kapara, then avad amaskim. Then on that korban is no din tamura. Kikomi boyli, where was his shaila like this? The hegdish ovei kechovim umischap be Yisrael, where a guy was makdish a korban. But he had in mind that to give it over to a Jew, that a Jew should have a kapara for it. Let's say a Jew wanted to bring a korban olah. So the guy now is makdish a korban olah, that it should be brought to be mischapa for a Jew in such a case. So the shaila is like this. Boso makdish hazlina. Do we go boso the guy that made the kedusha? And therefore, look, there should not be a din tamura here. Or maybe no, boso mischapa hazlina. We'll go boso the person that receives the kapara, the Jew. And therefore, the Chur of the Jew should be able to make Tamura here. So that was the Shaila. So Gemara still says, Tif should lay mid Rabavu. Let's be pushing that Shaila from Rabavua. To Yom Rabavu Rabavu said like this, Amr Rabichon and Rabbi Yechanon, HaMakdish Moisav Chaymish. When somebody is Makdish of Behema, the Lachur is if you want to redeem it back later, the owner has to add a fifth. So who has to add the fifth? The one that was Makdish it. But Umischap Reisat Tamura. Let's say Reuven brings a Korbin for Shimon, that Shimon should be forgiven with his korban. So Negeyat Hilchas Tamura, who's the Bailam here? Shimon, it says. Shezu Mischapa, the one that receives the kapara, he's the one that can make Tamura, he's called the Bailam. For Tamura, the Mischapa, we'll see later why, he's called the Bailam. Our third halacha, he says, for Yatara Mishaloi Yashocharei, let's say you take off Truma from your field to pot to somebody else's field. Halacha is, Taibas Anoshaloi. That you, the one that's taken off the truma, you have a right to keep the tavis no meaning, that you have a right to give it to any kind you want to. And if somebody would pay you money to give it his, like Adim, you'd have a right to take the money. But our Koparim says clearly here that what? That we go after the Mischaper. So who if the guy is makdish to korban for the sake of a Jew, since the Jew is getting kapara, avada the Jew should be able to make tamura. She says back, no. Amalai, there's still a difference. Hosamu de kosami karach Yisrael. When one Jew is makdish to korban for another Jew, there I say, Mishamochi Yazina Bosom Eschapir, to every late Chilosa Vesaifa Biyad Yisrael, since the one that was makdishit and the one that's receiving the kapara is both a Jew, so therefore there's a swara for sure there's Tamura, it's Yom Yishalu who's the Bailim, so we go Bosom the one that receives the kapara. Aval Hocha, but Yishalu is like this over here, where the guy is being makdishit, Hocha Kumibola, this is a doubt over here. Me Binan, mitchila viyad soif, do I need from the beginning, with even the one that's makdashit, to take up Rishus man diyova tamura, that maybe it has to be in their person's hands, that from the beginning to end could make tamura. Meaning to say it has to be a korban that was huktash through a Jew, that a Jew can make tamura. But here, since the guy is the one that was makdashit, even though he had in mind to give it over to the Jew to have a kapara, take up, that's his doubt, maybe in this case the mischap of the Jew could not make tamura. Or maybe yes, even though the guy was makdashit, but since now the mice of the Jew is getting his kapara, maybe yes. Shechmami, that was his teiku. Not like a merablized by a good suffix. Here, now we'll continue on. Gim holding up Gimel of Ralph, we'll continue on now. Omar, what we just said before, Muktishay Ovdikichovim, if a guy makes a korbin, makes an animal into a korbin, we dash in the passage before, ish, that a guy could make a korbin, could make a hegdish, the rocker is on that korbin, Loinenin is nisim with the rabbanon not to have a nor from it, but the loin moilin is not osim with the raisa. There's no isim mila with the raisa. So Gemara explains when it says loinenin, it means with the rabbanon. With the rabbanon, you're not allowed to have a nor from it. But the loyim loyim is mitzmidiraisim, diraisim, and a korban. That a goy was not there, there's no isamila. If you have enough from it, you're not open to deraisim, you don't have to bring a korban. So what says my time, what's the reason? He has sin, because the pasuk says in Vayikra, nefesh kisimo mo'al, person's over the isamila, v'chator b'shkog, nidazah b'shegeg. So it says, lashon of chet, and by mila. So therefore, v'yafinan chet chet mitrum. When Alexander Shov, it says the word chet by trum, and it says the word chet by mila. It's so, v'trum it says, by the pastor, k'sum it says, by trum it says, b'nei yisrov loy of the kechovim. This time old, only a Jew could make truma, not a goy. So therefore, just like a goy cannot make truma on his own tfura, on a yitz tfura, who are din, he can, there's no yisamila on his korban. Now, we had before, v'yein chayov malei mishum pigul, the korban that a goy brings, let's say the koyin has the wrong machshav, b'shashchit, he thinks to eat it, chutz l'zmanoi, there's no yisapigul. Who are the noisif, the meat left overnight, there's no issa noisif, a tome, there's no issa tome, if you tome and eat it, not over enough era. How do we know this? The siv bo, it says batum, it says in the pasture of tumah like this. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side.